In the holy name of Jesus, amen. When going out on a journey, hopefully you'll know how to get to your destination. If not, you'd be in big trouble. Today we begin a journey, and we know where we are and how to get there. We're going to Jerusalem. Jesus has gone ahead of us and shown us the way. We hear him riding on a colt into Jerusalem. We get lost if we are left to ourselves. That's why it's important that we've been clothed in Christ. We followed him in our baptism to his cross, rested with him in the tomb, and rose with him to a life that never ends. As a new church year begins and we continue lives under God's grace and love, our visit with baby Jesus in the manger is only a pit stop to Jerusalem when we hear about the cross and empty tomb. Following the church year is like a journey, and we begin to journey a new church year today as we begin Advent. Now is the time to clothe ourselves with Christ. Now Advent is the time to clothe ourselves with Christ, because Advent proclaims that Christ is near. That's what Paul writes in Romans chapter 13, verse 11, when he says, "For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed." Last Sunday, Jesus challenged us with the parable of the 10 virgins, asking us if we're ready for the marriage celebration, asking if we have ready our oil for our lamps, because that day comes like a thief in the night. We're not sure when it comes. Christ coming at the end of the world is always talked about in Scripture as coming soon, but it's certainly never farther away than our moment of death, whenever that may be. We're reminded that we should be ready for Christ's second coming for judgment to the living and the dead at any time. But on this first Sunday of Advent, Paul approaches Christ's second coming a bit differently. Our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. Said a different way, Christ is near to save us. In his second coming, he came not in glory as someone like Jesus may deserve, but he came in humility, subjecting himself to darkness and even death to bring us great light, to bring us salvation. By doing this, Jesus has prepared for us his second coming. Of course, we've been saved from when we first believed, but here in Romans, Paul is speaking of Christ's return to gather his believers into the eternal joy of heaven. That kind of salvation is dear to us every day. Once Jesus ascended into heaven and the Christian church was established by the disciples, those Christians lived in a daily anticipation with such eagerness of Christ's return. Paul even had to calm them down a bit in his second letter to the Thessalonica church. Perhaps we don't live with this kind of anticipation, as if we're excited for Christ's return. We may think that there's time for drunkenness, sexual immorality, and greed before Jesus comes back, allowing us only minutes to repent and receive forgiveness before judgment. Or we may be so preoccupied with the busyness of life that church, Christ coming back to save us and witnessing to others, takes a back seat to the pursuit of money, popularity, and other earthly gains. But Paul wants us to share the same excitement as the early church for Christ's second coming. Here is the reason to clothe ourselves with Christ. We are preparing for an eternal celebration. Christ is near to save us. We want to celebrate with our Lord wearing our best clothes. It is by being clothed with Christ that we can look forward to his return as salvation rather than judgment. It's a nice image, being clothed in Christ. Paul uses that sort of language often. But what's it mean? What's it look like being clothed in Christ? Paul explains first by telling us what we wouldn't want Christ to see us wearing. We're talking about clothing ourselves in Christ because Advent proclaims that Christ is here. So, Christ is here to see whatever it is we're wearing. The classic Christmas song, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, has a questionable sense of works righteousness in it. It goes, he knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. Especially troubling, possibly, is the image of Santa seeing you when you're sleeping, knowing when you're awake. That's a bit scary. But do we forget that the one who does come on Christmas, that is Jesus, does see everything we do and knows everything we think? We wouldn't want Christ to see us clothed in darkness, as Paul describes it in verse 13. Clothed in sexual immorality, drunkenness, quarreling, jealousy. These clothes are rags. They're no good. So many things we wear are things we do as if cloaked in darkness. Things we never want anyone to see. Certainly not Christ. Do we use his name? Jesus Christ, or God, as if he were in the room with us? Do we act in the backseat of a car on dates in a way we wouldn't if Christ were in the front seat? Do we visit certain internet sites in a way we wouldn't if Christ were there next to us? Do we go behind a friend's back with gossip and undercut them at work, as we never would if Jesus were watching? Our coming Savior does see all our works as in broad daylight. And Paul knows that we don't want to be seen that way. Who would? We desire to clothe ourselves with Christ because we want him to see us as he is. Perfect, holy, blameless, innocent. We desire to behave decently as in the broad daylight. To honor Christ in word and deed, to drink deeply of his spirit in the holy scriptures and at his table, to honor him with our bodies and take him wherever we go, to walk in peace with all those around us as he himself is holding our hands. Christ is all of this perfectly. The Holy One of God, the name that is above every name, the word that was loving, saving, never flippant or hurtful, the Holy One who laid down his body, gave his blood to be shed, and for our eternal good, never for his own pleasure. The Prince of Peace, who reconciled God to man and man to each other by his sacrifice on the cross. That's what it looks like being clothed with Christ. Now is the time to clothe yourselves with Christ, because Advent proclaims that Christ is in you. What Paul exhorts us to do in verse 14, to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires, is not just some imperative command. It's not just something to do off in the future. It's not something we just ought to do, but it's something we keep failing to do. It's not even something we have to wait for until Christ finally does come back on the last day. In Galatians 3, verse 27, Paul reminds us that all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. That has happened. It's a done deal. Everything Jesus accomplished by his first coming, his perfect life, sacrificial death, and glorious resurrection, has been given to you in baptism. You are clothed with Christ by your baptism. You are righteous, beautifully dressed for the eternal celebration. You are people of light, performing deeds of light. By your baptism, Christ is in you, and he is seen in you. So Paul's wake-up call for us here in Advent is simply to live as the people we are, to walk where we are destined to go. And so the journey to Jerusalem begins. Christ is near to us. He is here with us because we are clothed with him. The light of Christ has dawned. Listen to his voice, calling you to cast off the works of darkness and clothe yourselves with light. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.